guys want to put them, yep. Hang on, a couple more. Good, good. First of all, I want to say that congratulations goes out to Dustin Bufflin for being selected to the All-Star Game in Ottawa. So I'm very happy that he's been selected and very worthy choice.
When's he getting back in?
We're not sure with Dustin. We were hoping that it would be to the point where it would be close here, but we're not sure. This is what happens with injuries, that you go 7 to 10 days, you're not sure how it's coming. And for us, we've got to look at things a little differently right now. We've kind of plateaued in his recovery, so we're waiting to see. So it's not day to day right now. You know, he's got to get back practicing with us and go from there.
A little worse than when you first had.
I don't know if it's worse. It just, you're just trying to get it over the hump as far as the recovery part of it, just the healing part of it, and it's going okay, but it's kind of plateaued out. So then you look at different things.
Right now, would you think that he'd be able to participate in
the All-Star? I don't know that for a fact. You know, we would hope. You know, our thoughts are that we would want him to play in a game or two or whatever before he took part in the All-Star game. I don't know that playing in the All-Star game and your first game back from injury would be our choice, you know, so, but that's something we'd have to evaluate, but that's rule of thumb, that would be how we would go. So it's hard to say. We would hope we'd have him back before then.
Any other update on Gordon's status?
He's day to day, but he's, you know, we have to see. He will not be a player tonight, and we'll see if he's a player for Saturday.
Slower bodies, but that's successful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In your mind, what makes Dustin an All-Star?
Well, he's a good player. He started off, you know, playing different ways, and I don't know that that's necessarily by, you know, his fault necessarily. You know, you come from a couple of different scenarios in his past, whether it be with Chicago, and then again, you know, last year with a new coach, and then again this year with a new coach. So there's certainly some adjustment there. But I thought his first 8-10 games was all over the place, so we had to try to stabilize this game. But I mean, he's a skilled player that, to me, has really, after his first initial 8 or 10 games, has really played well for us. He's really intelligent as a player. He's shoots the puck a lot, but he's clever. He's smart. He can separate players off the puck. He can defend. So I'm happy with where he came to from game 8 or 10 to the games that he played. So I think that you know, he's done his part, and he's continued to grow. We were hoping that we would continue the process, but we got delayed a bit. He'll be a game time decision, but he skated this morning and he looks fairly good. So I haven't talked to the trainer yet to see really where he's at. Burmistrov's the same thing. He's we're trying to sort out where he's at. He was close in Boston, so I'm hoping that he's a player for the game.
Have you spoken to Evander Kane since the last game at all than you planned to?
Evander Kane is not a subject for me. It's a subject for you guys, really. Like, Evander Kane missed a couple of shifts in the first and played 18 minutes. He's a good player. He's going to continue to be a good player. I like him today like I liked him every other day. And to me, it's a non-issue.
You made some critical comments of him after that last game, especially the start. How do you decide whether to do that publicly or to do it one-on-one?
Well, it's pretty easy how you decide to do it publicly. You don't do it again. That's what you do. You know, like, you have to remember that, and I have to remember that you get in emotions from the game, and, you know, you guys are very good at provoking emotions. That's what you do. And when you get caught, you pay the price. So that's something that I'll be ready for next time.
So you regret saying that?
I don't regret it. Just the emotions of things.
Would you do it again?
Is that the same question as you regret it?
Pretty much, but would you do it again?
We'll see. You know, I'll become a generic coach.
We assumed that was planned, your way to light a fire.
I don't deal with dealing with players in the media. That's not my avenue for me. you know, I would sooner deal with the players face-to-face, which is where I do it. Media isn't a forum for me to deal with players. That's just not where it gets done. That's not a motivating place for me.
See, most coaches will do that occasionally, to light a fire under a
That's their choice. I can't speak for most coaches. That's their choice. They can do that if they'd like.
What's the biggest challenge tonight from the San Jose Sharks?
Well, there's going to be a couple of challenges. They've got some weight, just like Boston does. They're heavy on the forecheck, and they're a heavy team. And they will be watching, looking at our team, minus a few players, and they will be looking to play and put the puck into areas that will give them an advantage. And that'll probably be on the forecheck and deep in our zone. So our challenge is going to be, how well can we defend versus that? And how are we going to do this? Can we do it the same? Do we as coaches have to find a different tactic to spend as less time as we can in our zone? So that'll be probably the biggest challenge. And, you know, they're a good team. They're well coached and well organized. They don't take too many penalties. So your opportunities are going to be, you know, few and far between. And you're going to have to defend, and you're going to have to handle their weight. And you've got two defensemen that we have that's one of the things they do well. Bufflin and Bogosian, so you don't have those guys, so you find different ways to do that.
So, is that your way of saying you'd like your forwards to participate a little more and deeper into your zone?
Yes.
Because you don't have those two guys.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have to use numbers. You're going to have to put the numbers on your side and find different tactics that way and defend by committee more so, you know.
That seems to be, from my perspective, that seemed to be a bit of a weakness for you in the Boston game. You didn't defend by committee, and you didn't play by committee later in the game. It seemed like that part of your game broke down.
Yeah, I have a tendency to agree, but, you know, there's a couple things. First of all, you're going into the third period, you're up 3-2. You a goal gets scored against you with 8 seconds to go. With 8 seconds into the third, that's a huge demoralizing issue for you. And I don't think we recovered from that goal very well, because 3 minutes later they end up scoring a second goal. Now you're down 4-3. So by the time we got going, they were going this way, we were going that way, and then, you know, so we were all over the place. So the scoring chances were 8-2 for them in the third. So they pushed and they were rolling, they had confidence, and they have experience. They've got weight, and they've scored 66 goals and gave up 20 in the third. So it's not like we're the first team that they feasted on.
That committee concept you just talked about.
Yeah.
Is that one of your challenges still in the growth of this team, getting them to play like that a little more often? In the right situations.
You talking about as a whole in the games?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to play that way with what we have. I think that's just the way that we best play. Yeah. Well, we have to, because of what we have, and I think it's just the best way to play for our team. And but when you go back to the Boston game in that third period, you look for areas to grow and to learn in a game like that, and we have to prepare ourselves emotionally to receive the opponent, like now that we're in the second half of the season. So when I look at the game like that, I look at it as, okay, you know, where did we go wrong? How did we go wrong? What could I have done? What could we have done? And then turn around and say, okay, now how do we grow from this? Because we're going to continue to grow here. So we have to prepare ourselves to give just as big a push in the third period emotionally as the opponent is going to do, whether it's Boston or whoever. Because in the back half now, if a team's down, they're coming. And you don't want to be playing on your heels, play on your toes, but we have to be emotionally more engaged in what's coming, prepare ourselves that we've got to push, and then we've got to get this thing at the same emotional level as they are going to do. And so for me, that's one of the things that we hope we learned off of that. And we'll see.
Along those lines, Blake Wheeler just gave me a great quote about, you know, obviously since that third period we need to be better defensively, but we also need to make them play defense.
Sure.
Is that the fine line of, you know, when you give up a goal like that, to just, you know, not only worry about your own end, but keep pushing and keep getting the opposition to You know, is that how you stop their momentum, is by making them play?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I mean when I say that you play on your toes, not on your heels. If you play on your heels, you're waiting for things to happen and you're protecting a lead. It would be better that we play with a lead than protecting a lead. You don't go into the third period when you're winning. I certainly don't coach that way, where we're protecting a lead. We want to play on our toes, and that is get pucks deep, put them on their heels, and keep moving forward with the game.
Is that part of teaching a young team that?
Like, well, that's part of the process. It's that emotional level. It's all the same stuff, but it also comes with a confidence. You know, like when you have a team that's won the cup, they have confidence in their abilities. They look around the room, and they know what they've got in there, and they know they've done this. They've been down this road before in all kinds of stressful situations. They've done this before. So this isn't new to them. For us, you're playing against a team, you know your opponent, you're expecting some things, and so it may put you on your heels. You don't want it to go there, but you know, that's how it goes. So you have to, that's why for us, to me, that third period was a big moment for us. It was a big third period. We could have really established a lot of things for our team and for ourselves, and we gave up a goal 8 seconds in. So that's what was really demoralizing. I don't think that's what we wanted. It was just a missed assignment. Well, sure, but there's a lot of things in tonight's game we're unsure of. You know, we've talked about this all year. You're on the road, you come home after a road game, and then you play this road game that you wonder what's happening. Where are you mentally? And that's why we stayed over in Boston. We're hoping that we're coming home and having some energy. So there's a lot of things to this game, you know. So, I mean, we got to be good coming off the road. We got to be ready to go against a team that's been hot and been playing well. So it'll be a good challenge for us. Okay, thanks, Gus.
Okay, just because there's a couple of other factors to play with, Bob, he's going to be available.